Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What in a name? God commanded the child born of Mary to have a particular name. Jesus. This name would be the most important name in all of time. It's true that if you look them up, every name on earth has a meaning. I apologize ahead of time for any mispronunciations. From Abebe, which is an African name for one who wards off, to Ichiro, which is Japanese for first son, to Mylitta, which is Assyrian for mother of the child, to Anka, the Polish form of Hannah, which means favor or grace. Yet Jesus' name would be the one to which all knees would bow at the end of time. Why? Because of what his name means. He will save his people from their sins. Or to put it shortly, Savior. Jesus is not the only one who bears this name. Jesus is the same as Joshua in the Old Testament. And there were at least two Joshuas in the Old Testament. Since then, many others have had the name Joshua. Today, many Hispanics bear the name Jesus, even though they pronounce it Jesus. Yet the child born of Mary is the one to whom all people will bow. Even though some Joshuas or Jesuses may say someone or some people, only Jesus, the Son of Mary and the Son of God, would save all the people of the entire world of all time. Jesus would be the Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. The child Mary would be giving birth to would be God in human flesh. While many of the Old Testament prophecies have dual fulfillment, one in the Old Testament and a second in the New Testament in Jesus, this prophecy given to King Ahaz of Judah that the virgin would conceive and give birth to Emmanuel, that prophecy would only be and has only been fulfilled once in Jesus the Christ, the child of Mary, the Son of God. Jesus, as his name says, would be the one promised throughout the Old Testament to save humanity. He would be the coming Messiah. He would be the one baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. There the voice of God would be heard. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. There the sins of the world were placed on him so that he would carry them to the cross. Like Jesus, you also were baptized. But instead of having the sins of the world attributed to your name was put in the book of life. Because Jesus would go to the cross and pay for your sins on it, you have received his life, death, resurrection, and forgiveness so that you might be saved. Just having your name pronounced in a baptism, though, doesn't save you. It requires faith. Faith in Jesus and what he was born to do and what his name said he would do. Save us. That's why Jesus commanded at the end of Matthew that the disciples go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. It is not simply enough to be baptized. You must also believe and observe all that Jesus has spoken. And there is only one place where you hear what Jesus has said, his church. This doesn't mean that we can live perfectly, even after being baptized. It means keeping Jesus' word. It means treasuring his word in your heart, just like Mary treasured in her heart all the things that happened to her firstborn and newborn son. Advent has come to a close, yet we still wait for the return of the one named Jesus Christ. Now we are in Christmas. We have received God in human flesh for each one of us and for each of you. We no longer stop, look, and listen together as a church on Wednesday nights. But it is always good to stop, look, and listen to God's word. We continue to hear God's word so that we might go and teach it to others, but also so that we might keep it ourselves. The one called Jesus will go on to do a great many things after being born of Mary. And of all the things he has done and continues to do are of the greatest benefit to all who hear them and believe them. And at the end, when he returns, every knee will bow and will acknowledge that this child born of Mary was, is, and always will be the one called Jesus, the Savior of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.